This is your Wātea English News. New Zealand First Leader Winston Peter says the new government is going to deliver for Māori rather than just talk about it. He rejects claims the coalition's policies are anti-Māori and says there's seven Māori holding senior positions in cabinet. He wants to build more houses for Māori and improve health access through moves such as yesterday's announcement of a $50 million immunisation campaign through whānau ora and Māori providers.
Well, go back to the basics and start looking at the figures like truancy, getting our young Māori back to school, getting them a better education, getting them a licence, the skills to get a driver's licence, all the fundamental things that helped us when we were young people.
Winston Peters. Also, the chief executive of Papakura Marae says this year's Christmas charity drive shows Māori organisation can efficiently provide for their communities. Tony Kake says during the 4 days of Christmas promotion, 1,200 whānau registered to receive personalised packs of kai, vouchers and gifts. He says it's something the government should consider as it looks for savings.
And if they're going to downsize some of the government departments in terms of the, 7.4 billion savings, look to us to try and achieve those savings. So the Whānau Ora Collective, all our Māori organisations who have a real close relationship, I think there's some things within the government departments that we can actually do better.
On other news, Ngāti Manuhiri Settlement Trust is stepping up efforts over summer to rid its moana of the invasive kalupa seaweed. The exotic weed, which forms dense mats across the seabed, was discovered near Kobo Island in June. Chief Executive Nicola McDonald says the iwi is no longer prepared to wait on government agencies it believes have been slow to act on the threats to the fisheries and the marine ecosystem. The Mahere Arai Moana Raumati program includes monitoring as well as distributing information and giving disposable bags to boaties and fishers so they can dispose kalupa if it's found. And lastly, a network in central Auckland's Myers Park reveals some of the history of Waihorotsu, the stream running under Queen Street down the Waitemata. Artist Graham Tipene from Ngāti Whātua, Ngāti Kahu, Ngāti Hine, Ngāti Haua and Ngāti Manu has been working with Auckland Council on the Waimahara project, which is part of a 9-year redevelopment of the park. The work combines nature sounds from Tiriti Mātanga in the Hauraki Gulf, lights from Eon Visual and Kainamal polycarbonate mesh to evoke the ancient waters. A second part of the project will open in March, allowing visitors to interact with the art karaoke style by singing waiata from Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei composers Taru Mai Kerehoma, Moiahi Kerehoma and Tuirini Wehi.
I can't wait for March for everybody to hear the song. And when you go to the piece, you'll sing the song. If you sing it in the right note, at the right tone, the art piece will sing back to you.
Graham Tipene says Waimahara cost about 10% of the $11 million redevelopment budget. And that's your Wātea English News. Merry Christmas.